The Lord speaking to us today through the Holy Scriptures really calls us into deep relationship with Him. And Sirach, just really briefly, we hear, what good does it do to have anger and wrath in our lives and to let that control us? And then it goes on to, who's number one in our lives? Who's the person that really is at the center of our lives? And St. Paul says, it needs to be Christ. It needs to be Christ. Because He is the Lord of the living and the dead. And then we come to the gospel. And that gospel was deeply and is deeply cherished by the church. Because it speaks to us about forgiveness from the heart. And St. Peter, if you remember, declared Jesus just a couple of weeks ago, you are the Christ, you are the Son of God. So when he was asking his question, he thought he was doing good. Because the Old Testament, you remember, said, you don't forgive anybody. It's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. So Peter's thinking, well, I'm not going to ask about one time forgiving somebody. I'm going to ask about seven because that's a good number. And so that's what he asks. And can you imagine his surprise when Jesus says, not seven times, but 77 times. Two perfect numbers, seven and seven, symbolizes for us our call to forgiveness needs to run very, very deep. With everyone, our family especially, but with everyone, that's fairly breathtaking. This past 2 weeks, I was at, and I had termed it for you, Baby Bishop School in Rome. And while we were doing that, the Holy Father was in Colombia, if you remember, and many of you probably saw some of the news reports. And one of the moments which was particularly poignant was when they had the reconciliation service of the folks that had been in the war, especially on the ground, and they had both sides there, what they would term the rebels and what they would term the folks that would be in the service of the government or the army at that time. And the Holy Father really called them to this gospel. How many times should we forgive one another? And seated there were some people that had been tortured on both sides. And as the Holy Father called them to forgiveness and true reconciliation, which means a true turning back to each other, letting the love of Christ truly flow in their lives, there was not a dry eye in the house. Not a dry eye. And he was in tears, too. And as he shared with us, it was one of the most deeply moving moments he's had in his ministry. To see the love of God transforming hearts that had turned to stone. And they were turned back to living hearts. Hearts that were willing to really love and risk again to share that love and life that is God's love and life for us, each and every one of us. To bring it home for us, if we were to close our eyes, and I'm not going to suggest you do that, but if you were to close your eyes and you'd think about who do you need to forgive, who would come up first? Sometimes it's ourselves, by the way. Sometimes it's ourselves. There's stuff we just have trouble getting around. But who would we need to forgive? And then the other side, in that moment of meditation, who needs to forgive us? Now, husband and wives, I'm not going to pick on you this morning. So, but for each of you, you really are an example as husband and wives, of what it means to love at the level of forgiveness. Because as you share your lives together, stuff happens. I'm not going to go into detail, but you know what I'm talking about. Stuff happens. And it really is needed to forgive at the level Jesus is asking us to in the gospel for you two to remain together. Otherwise, you greet each other with frying pans in your hands. It's a time really to be a sign to the church of what it takes to really love someone daily with weaknesses, faults, but still created in the image and likeness of God, both of you. And to let that love shine forth through your relationship with each other. And for those of us that are the young people in our congregation today, it's really a reminder of how much your parents love you and are willing to forgive you when you're cleaning the table and that glass goes flying through the air and all of a sudden it's on the floor in many pieces. Or those moments when you didn't clean your room when your parents ask you to, those moments, and letting their love and their forgiveness of you touch you and be with you. And then we have a number of super little ones. And so the super little ones, it's time to be in your parents' lap if you're not there yet. Let them hug you. Let them love you. Let them be with you in a very special way. Back to Colombia. The folks, and part of the reason the Pope was so moved, the folks that were on both sides of the war, which lasted almost a half a century, thousands were killed, ended up in each other's arms by the end of it, crying the forgiveness that was needed to pour forth in their lives, and letting the love of Christ really surround them and calling them into a very special relationship with each other to trust again. That's partly what our Knights and Ladies of the Holy Sepulchre are praying for in the Holy Land, that there may be peace, that there may be true forgiveness, that there may be true love of God there, no matter what faith is practiced. Gathered together in this Eucharist, we ask for the grace of God's forgiveness, that we may know, like St. Augustine, that when we experience forgiveness, we experience God's grace twice. We experience God's grace for ourselves, and we experience God's grace for those who we forgive also. So let us share in that love during this Eucharist and forgive from the heart. We pray for that grace.